This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. At the fifth hearing into its year-long probe of the January 2021 insurrection, the U.S. House of Representatives detailed former President Donald Trump's efforts to recruit the Justice Department into his scheme to overturn his defeat to Joe Biden. The panel described Donald Trump's pressure on officials to amplify his false claims that his presidency had been stolen by widespread voter fraud. During the hearing, Illinois Congressman Adam Kinzinger said President Trump tried to install Justice Department official Jeff Clark as acting attorney general after others refused to go along with his election fraud claims.
So who's Jeff Clark? An environmental lawyer with no experience relevant to leading the entire Department of Justice. What was his only qualification? That he would do whatever the president wanted him to do, including overthrowing a free and a fair democratic election.
AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports federal agents searched Jeff Clark's home.
The revelation came just before the January 6 panel's latest hearing, in which Jeffrey Clark's role in the lead-up to the Capitol riot was expected to be prominently featured. A person familiar with the matter says agents searched Clark's Virginia home this week, though the reason why was not immediately clear. Clark was the Justice Department's civil rights chief and indicated he wanted to champion Donald Trump's bogus fraud claims. Trump considered having Clark replace acting Attorney General Jeff Rosen, and backed off only after other senior officials said they'd resign if he followed through. Sagar Magani, Washington.
If you'd like to know more on these or other stories, visit us at voanews.com. You can also download our mobile app. This is VOA News. A rare bipartisan package of gun safety legislation garnered enough votes to pass the U.S. Senate Thursday, but voting continued on the bill that Democrats and Republicans hope will stem the toll of mass shootings in the United States. This is happening the same day the U.S. Supreme Court expanded gun rights, saying Americans have a right to carry firearms in public for self-defense. The ruling in the most important gun rights case in more than a decade does not mean a New Yorker can now openly carry an AR-15 rifle into a movie theater, but they may be able to eventually bring in a concealed and loaded handgun. In a 6-3 decision in a case brought against New York's gun licensing requirements, the conservative-dominated court ruled that Americans have a fundamental right to carry a concealed handgun in public. The man who became a household name during the pandemic, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says he's feeling quite fine and is recovering after testing positive for the coronavirus. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The nation's top infectious disease expert is 81.
I think I'm an example, given my age, of what we're all talking about today. I'm vaccinated, I'm doubly boosted, and I believe if that were not the case, I very likely would not be talking to you looking as well as I look, I think.
At a White House briefing, Fauci said he began experiencing virus symptoms last week and tested positive a day later. He was prescribed the antiviral drug Paxlovid.
And I have now finished Paxlovid, and I'm still feeling really quite fine.
Paxlovid has proven to be highly effective in preventing serious illness and death from the virus.
All is well with Fauci, and thank you for asking.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Advisors to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention unanimously voted Thursday to recommend use of Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine for children and adolescents ages 6 to 17. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky is expected to sign off on the recommendation soon, which would allow the U.S. government to start rolling out the Moderna vaccine for these age groups. That would mean both mRNA COVID vaccines would be available to all Americans ages 6 months and older. The Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine has been available for teens for more than a year and for children ages 5 to 11 since October. Taiwan will donate $1 million to Afghan earthquake relief efforts in response to a call from the United Nations and others for humanitarian assistance, the government said Thursday. Taiwan is not a UN member due to pressure from China, which considers the democratically governed island part of its territory, but is always keen to show it's a responsible member of the international community. State media reported Wednesday's quake killed 1,000 people. And recapping our top story at the fifth hearing, in its year-long probe of the insurrection,